You are standing in front of Red Man, Green Man by George Clark. This multimedia artwork was originally set out as a social experiment. We spectators see a pole on either side of a difficult crossing. On each pole you can see either a red man or a green man. George Clark activates an interaction with the spectators with the addition of a button to each pole.
Clark is playfully making a statement about illusion of control.
Here is philosopher and admirer Robert Duncan.
As you can see, the visitors think they can control the red man. The red man is an aggressive force, an oppressor of momentum and a thief of time. His bold red standstill triggers a need for people to see the freedom-fighting hero, Green Man. Green Man is Moses parting the Red Sea, and we are his people. But the attached button is inactive, and I stress that point. The button is inactive and has no effect whatsoever on the Green Man. Every patron of the mower you see standing before the art piece, on this side or the opposite, has been given the exact same information, clearly stated, the button is inactive. In fact, the multimedia work is set to a random timer. The patrons are forced to wait for an unknown length of time, completely out of control of their own destinies. Nevertheless, you're likely to see other patrons pushing the button ferociously. The crippling, monotonous pulse of the red demon further illuminates the tedious ache of being held back from what you want. In this case, the next art piece in the museum. Some people simply can't wait for the green light and take the bold risk of crossing. Some, against their better judgment, tap the button several times in a desperate plea to determine their own future. Eventually, the green man zips into action with a thrilling accelerato, celebrating the crossing and causing the heart to race and legs to kick into gear. And still, despite the given facts, people will often convince themselves that it was their button bashing that caused Green Man to rise.